Lesson 27. Section 1. Holistic Medicine.
I understand you're interested in holistic medicine. Can you explain what holistic medicine is?
Okay. Holistic medicine takes into consideration the whole of the person. Now, what this means in most holistic systems is regarding the person as a physical entity, a mental or emotional person, and also even their spiritual side of them. It also includes looking at the body as a whole rather than looking at individual parts of the body. And as a way of explaining this, we could look at conventional medicine as producing people who, like a cardiologist who looks at a heart, a brain specialist, a person who deals with bones, etc. So what we've tended to do in conventional medicine is break things down to a point where we're actually only looking at one part of the person, and we're not actually relating terribly well that part to the rest of the body. Whereas holistic medicine insists that if there is a problem with your right foot, that is going to somehow affect your entire body.
Your speciality is acupuncture. Is that a part of holistic medicine?
Acupuncture is very much a holistic system. Traditionally, the Chinese regarded the person very much as a whole entity, and acupuncture itself works on an energy system, basically. And in a very simplified way, it's saying that you have an energy system within your body, and when that energy becomes blocked or tainted in some way, then you will manifest certain symptoms. And the things that we look at in conventional medicine, as things like arthritis or rheumatism, are, to the Chinese, merely an imbalance of the energy.